Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We've gone basically 2 hours all on the deadline. We're going to knock out some more phone calls on the deadline, and then we're going to get into that cloning story because it's wild. And I know a lot of people feel strongly about their pets, but would you go that far? We'll get to that a little later in the hour. Plus, John's power surge after the deadline, after Lions lost, after Colts lost, after the Chiefs lost, Packers lost.
Yep.
Resetting where we're all at in the NFL hierarchy. We have our winner for Lions tickets. Chris in Washington Township. He wins a pair of tickets to see the Lions take on the New York Giants November 23rd. He successfully named that Lion based on the three clues.
And those three clues were?
First clue, I played for Dan Campbell's Detroit Lions.
Okay.
I caught exactly one touchdown as a Detroit Lion.
Mm.
And I played football at Purdue.
Mm. So you're throwing everybody off with the I caught one touchdown pass.
Because it is not a wide receiver.
Nope.
It's not a tight end. It's not even an offensive lineman.
Nope, it's a quarterback.
It's David Blau, who caught one touchdown pass in 2019.
Who threw it to him?
Amendola, I believe.
Denny?
Danny Amendola. And then Blau would end up staying here through Dan Campbell's first season.
Yes.
So Blau would be here for Dan Campbell's first season, and Blau is the Lion this week for Name That Lion.
He was the quarterback of Purdue when they dump-trucked Ohio State with Rondale Moore.
Yes. That's, I remember that game. Yes, everybody thought, oh, this is the coming out party for Rondale Moore, and then he's basically been hurt ever since.
Greg, can we play Howie Roseman audio and then right to the phones? Aggressive, can't be afraid to fail, no regrets. Guy that's reigning Super Bowl champs, built two different Super Bowl winners. Let's get to John and Canton. You're on 97.1.
Hi, good morning, all. Hey, I just wondered, did the Vikings show the NFL, you know, the way to beat the Lions now is just by blitzing? They could not stop that middle linebacker coming in. I seen, you know, Gibbs. I mean, I guess he's smaller, but just getting run over. And, you know, that gives Goff zero time, you know.
Right, because it's up the A gap. Yeah, and John, from a pass pro breakdown standpoint, like, what was your read on it?
On
Gibbs. I know they said they don't want him to have to stand in there, and I think it was 12, a dozen different instances where he had to step up in the A gap and block.
Well, if he's going to have to step up in the A gap and block, I don't want him to do it from 7 yards deep, even from 5 yards deep. Then hey, just simply move up, give away that it's a pass, that he's in pass protection. And if that scares away the linebacker from blitzing, then you release. Right. Then he releases into coverage, or he's able to help with one of the guards. But it's really difficult to do that from where they line him up. And other backs can do it. I'm not saying it can't be done. We've seen it done through the history of football, but it's not what he excels at, and he's just not that type of blocker.
When you talk about like coaching and winning the X's and O's battle. That's the way Minnesota won the X's and O's battle, because if you have Gibbs in and he's forced to stay in as a blocker, he can't go out in a route, and he's not as good a pass blocker as a David Montgomery is.
Yeah.
That's one way that Minnesota won on the whiteboard.
Well, Minnesota won on the whiteboard in a lot of different ways. And Dan mentioned it yesterday, like, hey, cross dogs aren't new, and blitzing linebackers in the A-gap is not a new concept. The Lions just didn't block it.
Yeah. Let's get to Keith in Southfield. You're on 97.1. Keith, talk to us.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know, when I hear Dan, you know, the other day talked about Brad had brought him a couple things to look at. See, this is not just Brad Holmes. Brad Holmes didn't hire Campbell. Campbell was here first. Campbell is part of this as well, and a collaborative, because those are the words they used during the hiring. So they knew that Holmes was a scout. They knew he didn't have 5 years of experience in salary cap and all these glorious things. They knew that because they had other guys that were going to be doing that. So, you know, it's all of them guys' fault. It's the organization's fault, because there's no way that Dan Campbell would say, I need this, and Brad Holmes tell him to go take a walk. There's no way. So I just think that it's, once again, it's that organizational thing that has failed the Lions. You can't have too many chefs in the kitchen. It just doesn't work. And Howie Roseman is not sitting around waiting for some guy to tell him, well, what do you think? And what do you think? No, that's not happening in Philadelphia.
I don't mind that the Lions are collaborative. If his point is he wanted Dan
Every
Campbell
organization
to...
is going to have some level of collaboration, because you have salary cap specialists, you have pro scouts, you have college scouts, you have all of these people that are feeding the information up to Brad Holmes.
And Howie Roseman does need buy-in from Nick Sirianni, otherwise it's not going to work. Now, if his criticism is he wished Dan Campbell would have pounded the table more or pushed for specific football players, I don't know that he did or didn't, but fine, sure, we can throw that in the mix.
I also think that there's a level of trust between the two. And Dan Campbell is going to say, I trust that he's building this team along with me and make the right decisions in regards to what are the impacts on salary, what are the impacts on the draft, what are the impacts on the resources we would be giving up for any player that would come in. And Dan Campbell would be the first to tell you, would he go to Brad Holmes and say, with a grocery list at this time of the year, and say, this is what I would really like? Sure. Then it's up to the two of them to decide, okay, what's the priorities and what's it going to cost for us to fill this grocery list?
Keith in Oxford, you're on 97.1. Good morning, Keith.
Morning. How are you guys today? Hey, using the word frustrated with Holmes, I think, is a little outrageous. One offensive lineman got traded. One. That's it. So to say that and not know what he was doing behind closed doors, it's kind of not – I don't think that's a good word to use. I don't even think it's true. Number two, he's staying exactly true to what he said when he got hired. I want to build a franchise with a future, not a one and done. So I got to give him credit for this.
Keith.
He's staying with it.
Keith, Howie Roseman didn't build for a one and done. They won last year's Super Bowl, and they're right back in it this year. He's already won two. The idea that if he did it Howie's way, it would be one and done is silly. How about the Rams, who were F them picks, won a Super Bowl, and are already right back in the mix atop the NFC? See, this idea that Brad's way is the right way and everybody else is foolishly selling their soul for one Super Bowl can easily be debunked. They're right back in it. They're aggressive, and we're not.
So Keith... Look at what happened to the Rams the next year, the Phillies the next year after their first Super Bowl win. They were junk.
They're right back in it. They're right back. You have to be willing to take risks.
After 4 to 5 years, not immediately. He wants a winner every year, and so do the fans.
Keith, he hasn't had a single Super Bowl. A single Super Bowl.
Right now. He's building that. That's what he's building. He's building a team like the Patriots. Not the Patriots way, but he's building a team that is sustainable for 20 years.
I appreciate the correction on that.
Not one.
But you can't tell people they can't be frustrated at Brad Holmes, that it's, quote, the wrong word. It's not the... You could be frustrated that they didn't make a move yesterday. Why? Where do you come off saying people can't be frustrated?
Because only one offensive lineman got picked up.
And Keith... So Brad is not the guy I thought he was, because I thought he would go out and make the big move, and apparently he's not capable of making that.
Say that word is ridiculous, because you don't know what was happening behind closed doors. You don't know what was said or talked to, and you don't even know who he called.
So he can go ahead and let us know then, but all we can go off of what is reported, John, if only one offensive lineman was traded, okay? I'd acknowledge it's hard to plug offensive linemen in midseason. You know what's also hard? Winning a Super Bowl, you got to do the hard things. You got to make the difficult calls. You got to give more than you're willing to give. You have to take risks. You have to do what winners do.
If you found out the Cleveland Browns turned down Brad Holmes, the Lions offered a second round pick for Betonio, you'd be good, wouldn't you?
I'm sure, yeah.
Or if they offered a fourth for Zeitler.
But then you pivot and you go to the next guy, right?
Right.
You have to make the hard calls and you have to make the bold decisions.
But it's so I think there's a pent up frustration. I'm disappointed that they didn't add to the offensive line yesterday. I'm frustrated that we have had one of the best offensive lines in the NFL until this year, and that they didn't do what they needed to do from free agency, draft, offseason, and now it's culminating in the fact that they weren't able to do anything yesterday to add to this offensive line. When going into the trade deadline, you have an injury that I think most of us believe we're not going to see Mahogany until next year.
We were lockstep since the 2024 offseason, starting with the draft, free agency, that this offensive line needed to start being replenished. Let's cash that receipt today, boys. Seriously, you want to start cashing receipts around here? We're not hypocrites. We're not being Monday morning quarterback. We knew this was looming. They didn't address it properly, and they're going to pay the price.
And look, yeah, world of receipts. I hope they're playing audio from this show at the parade in February.
Yeah.
But I, come on, guys.
You're willing to be called up a stage, right? And be shamed?
Sure, fine. I don't care if it's at the Super Bowl
you
parade.
Have your disco
go ahead.
Glasses on and the whole
dude,
nine yards.
That's, of course, we want to see this team win. We want to see them be the last team standing. We don't want sustained success where they just win a few divisions but don't ever win anything. Take a hint from the teams that get it done. They're much more willing to take risks.
And the Rams did make a move. They got McCreary, the cornerback. The Packers made their move before the season. They got Parsons. These people who are saying contenders didn't make moves, yeah, some of them didn't, but some did. I mean, Roseman's added Phillips. He added Carter.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get to Heather's news. We'll get to cloning your pets. Weird world that we may be entering in. Tom Brady is doing it. We've got the power surge later in the hour. We'll get to John's top teams in the NFL. Replacing an offensive line, it could be dicey. How about replacing a roof? It's not something anybody's looking forward to. It's a big investment. Choosing the right company matters. For over 30 years, Michigan homeowners have trusted Shaner Roofing. Here's why. Local experts, proven track record. Every roof they install comes with a lifetime transferable warranty. That means your investment's going to be protected as long as you own your home and if you go to sell it. Shaner Roofing has a 4.9 star Google rating. That's thousands of happy customers, and that trust doesn't happen overnight. Decades of quality work and customer care. So if your roof is aging, if it's leaking, if you're ready for peace of mind, go to MyMichiganRoof.com. That's MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Heather with the news.
Well, two men accused of sexually assaulting a woman in Huron Township last week have been charged. The men were charged with one count of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, three counts of third-degree criminal sexual conduct, and assault with intent to commit criminal sexual conduct. And if convicted, they face up to life in prison. According to police, the victim was invited into a home, then held against her will and sexually assaulted until she was able to escape the next morning. The men were given a $75,000 bond. They'll be back in court on November 12th. So Campbell Hall is one of the oldest operating dorms on Michigan State's campus, and it just reopened in the fall. It had this big renovation, $37 million in renovation, right? So all the things you think about when it comes to a renovation, like redesigned spaces for studying and playing music. They added new elevators and upgraded everything, and they also redid the bathrooms, which, of course, probably needed it. And they made them all co-ed bathrooms. So when the dorm opened, they opened with these gender neutral, like community restrooms that featured single stall showers and toilets that could all be locked. But basically like a shared sink area where you could go and brush your teeth or whatever you do. You wash your face before bed or in the mornings. And the concept did quickly change after it was opened. And now they are single gendered bathrooms. Some still an option for gender neutral bathrooms. But now some, they said they put up signs. So some are just for the girls. Some are just for the boys. Some are co-ed. And it sounds actually, though, like some students are saying, hey, this is actually making things more difficult for us. We knew when we signed up for this dorm that they were, it's not like this was a surprise. We all knew that they were going to be co-ed. We've gotten used to our routines and now you're changing it. And some students are saying it's more of a hassle because now the bathroom I had been using right across from my dorm is now a women's bathroom only. So now they have to trek to a different floor, go to a different area. And some are saying, hey, we just kind of got used to how it was. But others, of course, said, nah, we don't really like this idea. Let's go back to how it was.
What are the dorms like when you were at Michigan? Because at Central, we had our own bathroom for our four guys.
We did too.
Oh, you had a suite.
The suite.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's how they do it over in Mount Pleasant.
That's right.
Better home. They do have, like a lame.
They do have suite styles at Michigan State as well.
Sure.
That you can
We had a boys only and a girls only.
Okay. Yeah. So when I used to go.
But it was still communal. It was like for the whole floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I used to go to visit Colin at Western, he in his dorm had each floor, it was either the one floor was all the men's room, women's floor was all the second. So like I would either have to go all the way up to the other floor to go use the bathroom. But typically I would just not. Right. And I would just
run into the guys. And
yes.
Run out. Yeah.
Like just to go to the bathroom. You tell me I got to go all the way upstairs just to pee. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, we know you just use the shower anyway. So
never showered in there at the dorm. No, but
I know saying. What you meant.
Yes. Wait.
You never took a shower anytime you visit him?
Not in the dorm. No. I don't think so. I mean, I didn't visit him all that often.
Right.
It's probably like, I don't think.
And you
think
left at 9 p.m., right?
I don't, of course. I don't think that
I did. Yeah.
I mean, maybe I did. I can't honestly. I remember peeing there. Like, I remember running across the hall to the men's room to go to the bathroom, but I don't remember showering there. Yeah. I don't think I showered there. I just.
No, we had, I don't remember if our floor, I think it was all dudes. But yeah, we had a communal bathroom. And that's the way Ruby's is right now. And I don't, I think her floor has both men and women, but there is a defined women's bathroom.
Yes. In other strange news, let's talk about cloning dogs. Tom Brady has done just that. So his dog Lua passed away in 2023, but now her spirit and her DNA lives on in Tom Brady's new dog, Junie. He has said that he has used this company that he's also an investor in, Colossal Biosciences, to clone his dog.
Yeah. Well, his dog's likeness.
Likeness, yeah.
Yeah, not necessarily spirit.
Well, you never know. I mean, just saying, like, in like...
Yeah.
The temperament of the dog is going to be different. It's a different dog.
Yeah, it's a different dog. Yeah, it may look the same, but...
But using her DNA to create a new dog.
Yes. So... I do want to hear from people on this one. How do you feel about cloning your pet? Would you do it? 248-539-9797. Because my initial thought is, I love my pet. You can have your pet forever. But you realize this isn't your pet. It may look like your pet, but it doesn't have the same personality or temperament. And then it becomes kind of unnerving. Then it's weird. I'm not for it. I wouldn't do it.
I think it all depends on, first of all, this is for the ultra rich. I don't know that there are any normal individuals that are going to invest the money to clone their pet. I think it all goes to the expectations you have of what that next pet is going to be, because it will, I would assume, look exactly like the pet that you are cloning. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. But it's not going to, it may not have the same personality. It's not going to have the same, as Heather put it, spirit.
No, but it would be nice to know that you're going to get a 55-pound dog that's going to be of this stature that could maybe have, like, good health. Not that that's insured either, but, like...
No, but it's the same genes.
Same breed, same size, same look.
Yeah, but you know more what you're getting than going to a breeder, and you may get it from the same breeder. We've done that a couple of times throughout the course of owning pets. And I like, I love labs. And we had one, it was an English one, big blocky head, big body. Rocket was his name. And a decent hunter, but not great. But I like the traits of that dog, the physical traits of the dog. And so if I was going to go this route, I would have no problem cloning Rocket, knowing that the personality is going to be different and hoping maybe he's a better hunter, but that I was going to get the same size, the same look, the same traits. That's why you go to the same breeder and you're hoping to get the same traits, but you're getting obviously a different dog.
I think it's fair to ask, like, what are you hoping to get out of the pet? I think for a lot of people, it's companionship. And if you're trying to, like, replace that companion, it's not the same thing. You're better off just getting a new dog or cat or pet and making new memories, because you're not going to be able to fill the void of replacing.
You are making new memories.
Yeah, but you're trying to fill the void of what this other companion was.
I disagree. And again, it all goes into, what are you expecting to get out of it? If you're just getting a new pet, but it's the cloned version of the one that you had, I would assume, or at least most people would think that, okay, the traits of that dog, the physical traits will be the same, but the emotional traits, all of the things that come with it are going to be different.
I don't know if some of this is that it's Brady too, because there's just something synthetic about him and his presentation. Then you hear Brady's cloning dogs and you're like, it's just unnerving to me anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't have a big issue with it. And you hear Paris Hilton. Who was the other one that...
Barbara Streisand, I think, cloned her dog as well.
Yeah.
And Paris Hilton.
John, I believe the phrase you're looking for is a dog in the fight.
Yes.
Ticket text on this, and we'll take some phone calls on it before the power surge. Says, I would never clone my pet. It's called coping. Tom Brady should try it.
Well, he's filling the void by getting a new pet.
Guys, I think one good thing about pets only living to 10 to 15 years is you get the opportunity to rescue a new pet afterwards.
Because
that's the route you want to go, yeah.
How would this impact shelters and rescuing?
Right.
It would. I mean, if it became mainstream, I mean, right now it's so, like you said, the ultra rich.
Right. It's you know, Kitek says it on Twitch. If I had Tom Brady's money, sure, I'd clone my pet. Yeah. I think a lot of people might go that route.
I wouldn't. You would.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I would consider it.
Okay. I would too.
You would?
I would consider it.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. I don't know. I love my dog.
But it's
I like the size of my dog. I like the breed of my dog. I like the characteristics. I go back to the non-shedding, the color. Would the color be the same?
Yeah.
I would think so. Yeah. All the physical traits would be the same. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean,
well, it sounds like you just view your pet as a vessel. Like, it's a physical.
Well, I wish I could also clone its temperament because she's a great, I mean, one of them is a better dog.
But you're not guaranteeing, you know, you're not guaranteeing that.
Right. It's a reset at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a new pet.
I'm with you, Cookies. Almost makes your pet feel less special. Sure, it hurts to let go, but it's part of life. Derek in a truck.
Yeah, that's true, too.
All right, we'll take a couple phone calls on this. Get more football talk in the mix later in the hour. It's 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game. So listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I've got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks on the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick, check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right, $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with the new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds, ranking based on Root Metrics Root Score Report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I don't know how it sits with you, the story. Tom Brady cloned his dog. Would you do it? How do you feel about it? 248-539-9797. You love your pets. I think it's a little unnerving. But, John, I think you made a good point. Depends what you want in a pet.
Right. It all depends on what you're expecting to get out of it. You're expecting the exact same version of personality of, like, you're expecting the same dog, then you're not getting that.
You're going to be let down. See, I think for a lot of people, a pet is a companion. You love your pet. You're not going to get the same temperament. They're not going to have the same mannerisms or do the same things. And it's going to be kind of eerie. It's going to look like Fido, but it's not going to act like the Fido that you had for 15, 20 years and really loved.
Right. And it goes to how you train the dog. It goes to, like, because we train dogs at, you know, different stages of our life. You have more time to spend with the original one than you do with this one.
And then the other point that's being made a lot on the ticket text is, guys, with too many dogs in the world as it is, cloning would just have the shelters be even more full than right. They already are. And another one says, it sickens me that Brady's doing this when there are thousands of shelter and rescue dogs that need a home, especially since he's a friend of dog shelters, Allison in Farmington Hills.
Okay, well, I mean, you could choose to go to a shelter if you want. You could choose to go to a breeder if you want. If you're going to a breeder, how is this any different?
Suppose it's not.
Can we learn something from A Force Awakens? I mean, that's an example of clones. The clone turn, the stormtrooper, Finn.
Yes. I don't know. It
could be completely different.
It probably would be.
It ruined the Empire.
How about a few of these? Can Brad clone Frank Ragnow? To bring it full circle to today. Can Tom clone Giselle to try to get her back too? If you want to clone a female dog, you could always clone Cookies. Knew you'd like that one.
And what do they call female dogs?
John, let's get to the phone. Oh, Steve in Westland, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing?
What's going on?
Not much. So, you know, my daughter sits here and she was listening. She's like, she would love it because, you know, we unfortunately had to put our dog down a few years ago and it was her best friend. But on the flip side, like I told the screener, I've seen these two movies. It doesn't end well for these movies. Sixth Day with Arnold Schwarzenegger, they clone a dog, then they start cloning humans. And then in the 90s, there's a movie called Man's Best Friend. They cloned a dog, but they also decided to splice in iguana and leopard and everything else in the dog, and it just became a super dog. So what's going to stop everybody from, whoa, let's see what else we could do if we're cloning animals?
Right, yes. I mean, you could take this to the extreme, and I don't know that there's anybody that is, in favor of cloning humans.
We had one text say, Tom Brady's getting ready to do this to himself. It's all just a test.
You wouldn't be surprised the way the world's going right now.
He's investing in this company so that he can live
I'm
forever.
Sure it's all on the table, but for those with common sense.
You don't want to get too sci-fi here?
No, I don't. This is. Can we just leave this to dogs and cats and your pets?
Let's get to Ben and Wayne. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, it's kind of the same deal with, like, taxidermying your dead pets, where it's just a little unnatural. I think that death is kind of the thing that binds all life, right? And I think that that's kind of an essential part to understanding that is you just kind of have to accept it. Like, kind of the same thing. I wouldn't want to, clone my dead grandma, That kind of just removes all the point of living.
Yeah, again, if you're talking about people versus dogs, I think it's a completely different conversation, but or pets. And have you ever known anybody that's taxidermied their pet?
No, but I've seen it online, and it is a somewhat popular trend. It's kind of popular, and I don't get that, because I if I taxidermied my dog, I don't know how I would feel if I just had him sitting in the corner of the room. Like, that would freak me out.
That's weird.
But this is kind of like...
People do it.
I feel like cloning your pets isn't that much different.
I'm kind of with you. Like, it's like the taxidermy animal comes back to life.
Feels different to me.
Yeah. I'll go back to... There's a lot of people that go to the same breeder. Like, when your dog passes away... You go to the same breeder because you like the traits that come out of that line. This is just skipping going back to the breeder, and you're just basically rebreeding your dog.
You're going copy paste.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ticket text. Personally, I think replacing a beloved pet with an identical looking pet is a little creepy. A dog made in a lab has no soul, Stephen Fenton. Barbara Streisand has cloned her dog about 10 times.
Oh, 10 times. Okay. I knew she did it once. No, 10. Wow.
Since Holmes refuses to make trades at the deadline, can Brady clone Hutch for us? Get that extra pass rusher. They used to still hit quarterbacks back in Brady's day. Brain concussion is real. He may have taken too many hits. And this one says, I think it opens the door to cloning people.
Well, so, if that's the path that this goes down, then yeah, I'm not for it. I don't know that you make that leap. The technology may be there, doesn't mean you have to use it on humans.
Starts with Fluffy and Fido and turns into, yeah. Oh boy. Let's get to Pat in Redford. You're on 97.1.
Hey guys, good morning.
Good morning.
So, I'm going to say a hard no on the cloning of the pet. That's what my instinct tells me to say. However, I'm curious, and I do want to contest to a degree about you guys saying that the temperament, I believe, or personality wouldn't be the same. If you cloned your dog, and the dog, even though you'd be a little bit older, but you know, you are you who you are as far as the love that you give your animal, and if you give that same love in the same environment, I'll put it in the form of a question. What do you guys think the dog would turn out to be? I'm going to hang up and listen. Have a great day and go blue.
Go blue. Well, it may have a similar temperament, but again, dogs from the same breeder can have the same temperament, but there's no guarantee that they're going to. And clone Rocket, I had more time at that time of my life to be able to spend time with the dog, to train the dog, to get the dog to be the dog that I had a vision of. And at this time of my life, I don't have that time.
You guys, I have two dogs. Born and raised raised in my house together. Yeah. Night and day, different temperaments. Yeah. We did the same training, took them to the same dog trainer. They're night and day different, as are my children. They have very, real physical children.
But same breeders, right?
Same breeders. Born and raised with me have very different personalities.
Well, how about identical twins? They don't turn out the same.
I mean, we give them the same love, the same attention, the same everything, and yeah. they're different.
Sounds like you don't.
I'm just saying it would be weird if you built these memories with an animal that looked the exact same way, and then when you went to like build on those memories, you got kind of the side eye, and it's like, oh wait, this is a fake, a phony, a clone. It feels synthetic.
I get that.
It's unnerving. It's like out of a horror movie.
Okay, but movies are not real life.
I've heard that.
Yes. All right. So taking your thoughts and ideas from what happened in a movie and relating those to real life seems misdirected.
It hasn't stopped our ticket texters. Apparently, there's a movie called Pet Sematary that we need to watch.
Well, Pet Sematary, it's an older movie. It's a horror movie.
Has it been redone? I feel like it's been redone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. I haven't seen it.
I never saw it. I know
me
of
either.
It. Yeah.
Okay. Last word on this. Dan and Dexter, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, real quick about the cloning and the dogs. I was the taxidermy thing. I was going to do it to my Roxy jokingly years ago, and when they started doing that, I heard about it, and my wife said, hell no, no way, and she said, and a week later their pillow came in with my Roxy's picture on it, and if this is as close as you're getting to doing anything like that, that's all I wanted to chime in on.
That's cute.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, and so yeah, there's things about, you know, like if I knew my wife was going to be 100% against it, which she would be, as I would be too. Yeah. But there's things that you needle your partner about, right?
Of course.
Yeah. You know, you'd be like, I'm thinking about taxidermy and the dog. And it you get a reaction, and then you try and elicit that reaction over and over, knowing you're never going to do it.
All right. This is a fun break from what has been a lot of trade deadline discussion. We'll get back into that at 9:00. What do you think of Brad Holmes today, and how do you feel about this team down the stretch? John, you're going to go through top teams in the NFL, Power Search?
Yes.
We'll do that next, 97.1. November is here. The clock is running out to use those dental benefits before the year ends. Don't leave points on the board or money on the table. Call Brightside Dental today and finish the year strong.
You've been putting off that visit. You want to start the new year with a brighter smile. Now's the time to do it. Brightside Dental's offering and welcoming new patients, a $35 new patient special. If your current dentist can't see you soon, no problem. Brightside can see you often same day with 9 Metro Detroit locations to choose from. 1-800-PAINLESS. That's brightsidedental.com. Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.